Welcome to Free Speech Radio News.
Thank you so much.
You've just received some good news from Geneva. The chairman there of the jury of the Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders describes you as an exceptional woman of rare courage, fighting under death threat for human dignity and LGBT rights. Your work is clearly recognized overseas. How much is it supported and recognized in Uganda?
In Uganda, my work, of course, is recognized because that's how people got to know that we have a movement in Uganda. But it's not very welcomed, especially from the religious groups and anti-gay groups. But we also have other groups of civil society that are supportive of our work. They've helped us really like fight this bill. They've helped us in training, in mentoring us. So it's a two-way thing. There's a lot of support from some civil society organizations, and there's a lot of backlash from the anti-gay groups. The religious leaders definitely are not supporting this through their lobbying members of parliament trying to make the bill go through. Only one very outspoken pro-religious leader for our rights, and that has cost him a lot. He has been excommunicated from church.
Another element to this bill and debate over it is the role of American evangelicals who've been coming to your country and spreading homophobia at conferences and workshops and in speeches. What more can you tell us about their role and their influence in Uganda?
Actually, they went to parliamentarians and told them about how we are recruiting children, about how we've come to take over the world, how we've come to take over the country. They brainwashed very many parents about their children, and that's when they decided to come up with this harsh law. And that's when parents decided to petition the parliament to make homosexuality even more criminal than it already is. So it's because of the role of the religious leaders. They're taking advantage of a poor nation like Uganda. This is not an issue just of homosexuality. It's an issue of economics. It's an issue of politics. They failed to do this in America. And so they decided to turn to poor nations like Uganda, where they can give a few dollars to people whom they can manipulate, and then they make a minority group like our group suffer the more. So it has really influenced the thinking of Ugandans, even those who are not homophobic. It's because Americans came and told them all of life that they've become very homophobic.
What sort of reaction do groups like yours get from the average person on the street in Kampala?
Since the debate of homosexuality is everywhere, on the radio, all over the TVs, all over the newspapers, many people are beginning to harass us on the streets. They used to harass some of us who were very openly before, but now anyone whom they suspect is being harassed, we are being sent out, evicted from our houses, prematurely. Our offices are being attacked. So even in average Ugandan, you ask them what they think about homosexuals, and they'll tell you we want them to be killed. You ask them if they've ever come across a homosexual. Many of them have never even come across a homosexual, but they're simply saying let them kill them because they've been told all these sorts of lies. They've been brainwashed. So even average Ugandans who never minded before are beginning now to mind, are beginning now to victimize homosexuals.
In January, one of your colleagues, gay activist David Kato, was killed following the publication of a gay list by the Ugandan tabloid Rolling Stone, which called for the hanging of homosexuals. And in this blacklist, your name also appeared. What role has Uganda's media played in the debate about LGBT issues?
The media here is not independent. It is supposed to be independent and not biased. The Media Council has taken an upper hand in controlling what the media writes. Most of our that we send to the media are not printed. Even some of the news that comes out from as well, the media does not report about it simply because they've been silenced. They believe that if they publish it or if they put it out in the society, they are promoting homosexuality. The media has really been part of the anti-gay groups that have played a big role in victimizing and discriminating homosexuals.
Kasha Jacqueline, Executive Director of Freedom and Rome Uganda and winner of the Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders. Good luck with your important work and thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome and thank you so much for the support.